What did we do to deserve Christ's resurrection from the dead? Because Christ has risen from the dead, we can look forward to living with him forever in heaven. And every time we receive the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament of Christ's glorified body and blood, it is a reminder that we are looking forward to a heavenly banquet where all sorrow and suffering will be banished and the full life we were created for will be ours. So, what did we do to deserve such an indescribable gift? Absolutely nothing. We did absolutely nothing. And just like the apostles, we are hiding behind closed doors from our fears, trying to keep our sins out of sight. But Jesus loves us so much that he has come into our lives anyway, breathes the Holy Spirit upon us, and adopts us as his brothers and sisters. And this is God's great mercy. We deserve nothing, and yet he has given us everything. And the amazing thing about God's mercy is that it not only forgives, but it can also transform us. You know, one of the greatest sufferings in life is being wronged by other people. When people lie about us, deceive us, betray us, that's how we are wronged in those ways. But God's mercy can fill even those darkest experiences with his redeeming light. During the persecution of Catholics at the time of Queen Elizabeth in England, a few centuries ago, the priest and martyr St. Edmund Campion was betrayed and arrested and thrown into a dungeon. And while he was stuck in that dungeon, his betrayer visited him. And not only did Edmund forgive his betrayer, but he kindly encouraged him to leave England where he might be in danger himself. He even gave his enemy a letter of recommendation to a Catholic nobleman in Germany. And that is how powerful God's mercy can be. It can fill our hearts with supernatural strength and peace, even while we are hanging with Jesus on the cross. St. Faustina Kowalska, for whom we really owe the debt of gratitude for this feast today that we celebrate of divine mercy, she once said, "We resemble God most when we forgive our neighbors." We resemble God most when we forgive our neighbors. Because this is how God treats us. Not because we deserve it, but because his goodness is so powerful and generous that he wants to give us the greatest gift he could think of, a sharing in his own divine life. And we are made in God's image and likeness. And so if God treats us with such overwhelming goodness, we should strive to do the same for those around us. And you know, there are three simple ways that we can build this habit of doing just this, to be a messenger of God's mercy in our own life. First, we can forgive people who offend, insult, or harm us, even when, or I should say especially when, we think they don't deserve to be forgiven, just as Jesus Christ does to us every time we go to confession. Secondly, we can give others a gift, an opportunity, or do them a kindness, even when we think they don't deserve anything, just as Christ will do for us when we receive him in Holy Communion this morning. And thirdly, we can patiently bear with difficult people and annoying people in our lives, present company excluded, of course. But you know what I'm talking about. We can do that just as Christ does for us each day. And we can remember, as St. Faustina says, we resemble God most when we forgive our neighbors.